from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I turn around, and on the screen behind me is Olympic golf. As well as the 3-on-3 women's basketball.
Why is our 3-on-3 women's basketball team not crushing every other country?
Because it's a different game, really. And actually, believe it or not, City Limits, this 3-on-3 is relatively new here in the United States.
Yeah. But I mean, you're telling me that a lot of people don't play 3-on-3 basketball?
We should, but my point is, have you ever played it this way? It's a completely different game with a clock and a shot clock and all that.
I haven't played
rules.
it with a shot clock.
It's different. The men's team lost too, didn't they?
The men's 3-on-3 team.
Yeah. Jimmer Fredette and that group, I think they lost. Oh, here we go. Why is the USA so bad? Here's CBS Sports just for you. Just for you, City Limits.
Okay.
Why is Team USA so bad at 3-on-3 basketball? U.S. fans should manage their expectations. United States off to a poor start. Doesn't mean the journey to the podium's over, but it's important to point out U.S. fans should perhaps manage their expectations when it comes to 3-on-3, at least for now. The U.S. is considered the most dominant country in the world when it comes to talent in the NBA and WNBA, but the Olympics are totally different. The 3-on-3 game is very fast-paced, uses only half court, lasts a maximum of 10 minutes, and only includes baskets that count for one or two. So, in addition, there are stipulations as to who can play for each 3-on-3 roster.
What are the stipulations?
Players accrue points by playing in more sanctioned 3-on-3 events over the course of the year, and those who have not participated are not allowed to be placed on a team.
So you can't throw NBA guys
exactly.
on this team.
No, that's the problem.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Which
now.
Is why, you know,
why nobody you recognize other than Jimmer Fredette is on the men's team.
Yeah, which is why we've got Haley Van Lith. You know who she is, the girl from
LSU. She's going to
she's
like TCU this year.
There's a couple of but these guys have played. You know, they've played enough of these 3-on-3 events this year that they can qualify. So that's part of it. We can't just send. You know what I mean? So
we just can't send Caitlin Clark over there. Or Cameron Brink was supposed to play for this team before she got hurt.
Right. That's the point.
Why can't Caitlin Clark play for the 3-on-3 team? Why couldn't they have found a way to do that?
Because she didn't play enough 3-on-3 events to qualify. Again, you have to play X amount of 3-on-3 events in sanctioned events, not just going out in your driveway playing 3-on-3. In sanctioned events, you have to play enough of them that you can qualify. The rule is basically to make this tournament American-proof.
Yeah, basically.
Because we can't just basically say, okay, who are the three best NBA guys that aren't on the Olympic team?
Especially with all the space that they have.
Right.
You'd be talking about like Jaylen Brown.
Right, exactly.
Who else? Klay Thompson out there with a big.
That's what I mean. You all of a sudden you put together three or four guys, you know. But here's the thing that they're saying, and this is what I like. Because they did this. Okay. So in 1988, it became clear that our best college basketball players were not going to be able to compete in the Olympics against the pros from all around the world. We weren't going to win gold medals every year if we just sent our best college players for a couple of reasons. One, that was about the time when college players were starting to leave early.
Yeah.
So, you know,
they weren't seniors that were well-developed in college basketball.
Right. And they also knew coming very shortly after that was going to be a flood of guys just not even playing college basketball. So they knew that in order to continue to winning gold, we had to change the rules. So it became pros now can compete. So that's when the Dream Team of 92, right? Then 98, it was, yeah, 96, it was basically another group that was, you know, almost as good as the 92 team. 2000 was really good. But then 2004 came. And they put together a mishmash of, you know, knuckleheads and bad players. And, you know, they didn't have a lot of time to play together. And they didn't, you know, the international game was changing completely. And the number of international players coming to the NBA was exploding. So they had to recalibrate in 2004.
The Redeem team came up.
The Redeem team in 2008. But what they did is they said, we're going to do the same things with our group that they do in Europe. Which is, we're going to give, you have to give more than just a one-year commitment to be a part of the Olympic team. We're going to hire a general manager, which was Jerry Colangelo, and a head coach, Coach K, right? And they're going to take the team for 2 years, and we're going to play together and be a team so that when we get to the Olympics, we're not just a mismatch of players we threw together at the beginning of the summer. So that's how it recalibrated, and that's why we were winning again, you know, pretty thoroughly. We've won the last, you know, 2008, 2012, 16. You know, we've won all the Olympics since then. Okay. That's what's going to happen here. Reading this article. Longer range planning and better selling of a 3-on-3 game to top stars means they're going to start for the next Olympic cycle. What are they going to start doing? They're going to start getting stars in the NBA and the WNBA interested in playing 3-on-3 tournaments.
And thus makes them eligible to play in the Olympic Games.
Exactly.
Well, 2021, which was the 2020 Games, was the first time that 3-on-3 basketball was in the Olympics. So this is a brand new event.
Right. That's what I mean. It is. But again, we're at a disadvantage because this is played all over the world a lot more than we play it here.
They're on their way to losing to Australia.
Yes. Yes.
USA women's basketball losing to Australia should never be a sentence. 26 seconds left. They're down by two.
Yeah.
They need a three.
For a couple of years, Australia had a really, really good women's team because the best player in the WNBA was Lauren Jackson, and she was Australian. And they had two other WNBA players on their team. Now, I don't know if they actually ever beat the United States.
I don't think a USA 3-on-3 team has won this year. It's won a game.
I don't think they have, I mean,
they're showing Kevin Durant and a couple others watching the 3-on-3. Where Australia can basically just wind down the clock. There's a 10-second shot clock. There's 20 seconds left.
Right. Why are they shooting?
Why are they shooting? Ball on the ground. They need a three.
Right.
They're going to let Haley Van Lith shoot the three, probably.
Oh, wait.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the Olympics, Australia actually won a gold in the World Cup. It wasn't the Olympics. Sorry.
All right, Paul, now how does this make any sense? The USA took a two with 5 seconds left. Australia gets the ball back. They're fouled with 0.1 left instead of putting up a three to tie it.
There's no threes. It's ones and twos.
Well, a two would have tied it as a three to make it what was a two-point differential. A tie game at 16 and sent it to overtime.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Free throws are 1 point as well, and the free throws missed.
Yeah, which, again, that's the other part of the game that's different. The games are ones and twos and not that.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. So, you know, we've established that in basketball we should dominate, but this three-on-three is a different animal altogether. Now, that being said, we're going to do it right, I bet you, the next Olympics.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're getting embarrassed.
Right. The next Olympics, we won't have this mismatch of players of just a bunch of people thrown in there. And you know, when Haley Van Lith is the biggest name you have on your
team, that's not good.
That ain't good. You know.
Somebody asked, what about the big three guys, former NBA players in the big three in Ice Cube's league? I think that's a good question. Why can't those guys get eligible even?
Could they play? I mean, could they play at that level?
Well, I'm talking about even to qualify now. You're talking about Jimmer Fredette. When's the last time Jimmer Fredette's played in the NBA?
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, to me, if you think about it, if you took an NBA group and said, listen, this is the group that's going to be our 3-on-3 team, and this is the group that's going to be our 5-on-5 team, right? I don't think we would lose for quite some time.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand the emphasis right away, especially just how heightened basketball is in this country.
Yeah.
Why not already is 3-on-3, which seems like a pretty cool endeavor.
It's growing. I'm going to tell you, it's growing. In 2018, when my daughter was a senior at high school, she actually went out to Colorado Springs and competed in 3-on-3. With a chance to go to like the your world championships as on the U18 team at 3-on-3.
Pretty sweet.
Well, they lost in the semifinals to a team full of Connecticut and it was like they were like Connecticut and Tennessee and one kid from like Notre Dame or something. It was like four. It was a team that won, put it this way, it was a team that won by a lot. But it was a pretty cool experience for her. She stayed at the Olympic facility for, you know, 4 or 5 days or whatever it was. It was fun. It was great for her. She had a good time. But that was just, this was in the infantile stages of what it is now. Now, you know, we're sending multiple teams out there every single year. You know, and multiple teams are competing in these world championships and everything else. And they're going, you know, like that. So That's that. But behind me is the golf. You don't strike me as someone that really enjoys watching golf, right?
Not too much. I've gotten more and more into it every year. But not a big golf watcher.
I love golf. I love playing golf. I'll watch golf.
I need to get better at playing golf.
Can I give you my very unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Golf should not be.
Why is that?
Because the tour is international. Like all the, I mean, it's Rory McIlroy playing against, you know what I mean? Like, who's on our team?
Xander Schauffele.
And I mean, it's the same thing you watch in tournaments
so
every single week.
It's basically the same.
It's basically the same thing we watch every week. So the Olympics are supposed to be something, you know, special every 4 years. We, you know, I mean, yeah, that's what makes the Olympic, for instance, that's what makes Olympic basketball so interesting. Okay, now we have,
Steph, KD, and LeBron are playing together.
They're playing together, but they're also playing against
Luka Doncic and Giannis and Wembanyama.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So to me, like, that's what makes it special. Okay, once every 4 years, we get to see something completely different.
It does, but is it teamed or all individual based?
What?
For Olympic golf.
No, I think it's individuals. Let me see. I don't even know, but I think it's individuals.
Well, I think the team can win an Olympic gold based on how well all four do.
Yeah. Well, here you
go. Isn't there like an individual gold, silver, bronze, and also team?
Here it is.
I might be wrong.
Here it is. What is the format? The Olympic golf competition will be similar to events. The competition will be an individual stroke play tournament consisting of 72 holes played. The golfer with the lowest cumulative score at the end of the four rounds will win the gold. Second and third place finishers will receive the silver and bronze medals. So you got Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. So they're okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's a team format.
Okay.
So to me, it's like, I don't know. I think the same thing about tennis. You know, we just saw Coco Gauff play against the other lady. We just saw that like last week in the Wimbledon or something.
But she lost.
Whatever it was. You know what I mean? We just saw it. So, like, to me, I turn around and I see Rory McIlroy playing and Scottie Scheffler out there. And it's like, how is this any different than every single weekend on the PGA Tour? I mean, if you want to make the argument, well, there's a couple of live guys playing for some of the other teams. Okay. I might buy that. Probably not. Here's the other thing. Did you realize that Simone Biles is married to an NFL player?
Yeah, I did know that. Jonathan Owings, the guy who had the fumble recovery in the Thanksgiving game against the Lions. He was playing for the Packers. He plays for Chicago now. The Bears let him out of training camp to go to the Olympics.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Right. Does he realize, because I saw something about how he... Well, when I met Simone, I didn't even know who she was, and you know,
I thought
everybody was coming to, you know, coming around to talk to me. They were actually coming to talk to her.
I don't believe that for a second.
I don't believe that for a second. But B, does he realize that he's sort of the other guy in that relationship? Like he's just sort of a guy in that relationship. He's sort of a guy.
He plays in the NFL. It's obviously big time, but in that type of relationship, I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
Simone Biles is unquestioned the more popular figure and the more well-known person.
How many non-hardcore NFL fans could tell you who this guy is?
Not many.
Casual fans?
There's not many.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know who he was until that right around that Christmas Day game.
Right. That's the whole point.
Or Thanksgiving, but yeah.
Here's my question. Who's the bigger star, Sierra or Russell Wilson?
That's a good question. Right now, if it was 5 years ago, I think I'd say Russell Wilson. Right now, I'd probably say Sierra.
Who's the bigger star, Tom Brady or Giselle?
Tom Brady.
Ooh. I don't know. Giselle's a world.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's also venturing out into media, movies, not just sports. And you know, he is sports and entertainment, not just sports.
He is, but I mean, Giselle is like a
huge star,
a worldwide international model.
I think Tom Brady's a worldwide international sports figure.
I don't know that he's worldwide. He's an NFL guy. If he was an NBA player, I might agree with you, but a lot of NFL guys are
yeah, but Tom Brady has his own unique brand that kind of separates himself from the NFL. He is his own brand, not just the NFL.
Her net worth is like five times his. How about let's do that?
Giselle.
Yeah. She's an international big-name superstar. Here you go. Here's let's settle it, and we'll settle it.
All right, settle it with this. We gotta go to Parado next.
Break. Okay, we're gonna go to Parado now, but go to the break. See who has more Instagram followers, Giselle or Tom Brady.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.